Forever Dog. Race Chaser.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser Classique, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. Starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning!
My name's Alaska, what's yours?
Hello, I'm Willem. Ooh, and welcome to the Sugar Ball.
Honey, I know I've been on Sugar Models, but today we're doing Sugar Ball.
Sugar Balls, 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 balls. So last week, the dolls had a physically demanding boot camp mini challenge, followed by a maxi makeover with gay veterans. Roxy gave it all. She won. And the pairing that you gave her, she thought was bamboozlement, but, you know, she swept it. We met Detox's Trade, the man who gave Judy Garland sleeping pills. And the infamous Nebraska Thunderfuck was born.
Yes, that's tea. Unfortunately, it was Coco's time to go. And her lipstick message says, "I love you all. Give them hell, girls. Love, Coco." And Alaska says, "I intend to."
Yeah. The next day they walk in and they're all kind of talking about how Coco... you were there. What were they talking about? Because it seemed like everybody agreed that Coco was done storyline-wise after the Alyssa thing happened. Because it was so dramatic.
Well, it was palpable, the feeling that sort of Coco's mission was complete, you know? It was like... And I think she felt that, too. But she definitely felt very relaxed and very in a great mood after Alyssa was gone. I remember us like having dinner, you know, you eat dinner at the end of the day in the workroom, the lights are all off and whatever. And we were eating pizza and she was lighter than air. She felt so phenomenal. But that also is sort of like, if your storyline is done, then it's less of an impetus to, you know, to continue. But she made an indelible impression and has definitely gone down as one of the strongest competitors in the history.
Definitely now that she's gone, the whole edit is very heavy-handed towards Roxy for this episode.
Oh my God. It's like they took the fight-o-meter between Roxy and Jinx and just turned it up to level 6, 6, 6.
Six.
They turned it up.
It turned up.
It's tense. I don't know what happened.
I mean, I can feel they're trying to embroil so much tension in this episode. They take a line where Roxy says, "Top three, did you think it would be us?" And they clearly commercialize it in the commercial and make it look like she's saying it to you and to Detox only.
Yeah.
And then they cut away, of course. But in the actual scene, after she says that, she looks at Jinx too, and they don't show that in the commercial. They just show Roxy trying to be shady, and I'm sure there was shade, but like on the shade-o-meter, what was the next day in the workroom like when, you know, Roxy started in on Jinx real early?
Well, I know, but this is the thing that you don't see as a viewer, is drag queens always say shady
every second
shit things
you,
to
you
each
you can't
other.
Go a minute without at least somebody shit-talking or interrupting.
And in reality, we all laugh about it. And Jinx laughed about it. It was not... The tension in the room was very... There was one time, but it was very rare.
Tell me about that.
Well, that's like the next episode. But it was rare that Jinx was like, "Oh my God," just feeling horrible at things Roxy was saying. We all joked with each other. That's what they do. But they don't show the laugh afterward. And then it makes you seem like a demon from hell.
Courtney.
Which we're seeing. Exactly.
The Courtney Jocelyn Pox syndrome.
The next day, the top four are walking into the workroom and RuPaul comes through via Zoom ahead of her time. She says, "Hey, kitty cats, don't snicker. Sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you feel like $100,000 bar none. Use your whatchamacallit kisses."
Look who it is.
What could it be? Oh my gosh, it's RuPaul. It's RuPaul. RuPaul Abdul.
Sashays right down them stairs and says mm-hmm. that they're in the mood for a good old batch fashion bitch fest.
That's right.
With puppets.
So our job is to go over to the slightly highly positioned glory hole. It's a little tall for my taste, but we pick a puppet out of there.
You gotta
drag
be tall
it up
for a taste.
And then we have a good old bitch fest. This is always really, really fun to do.
How long
did
they give you for your puppets? Sorry.
I think it's like 20 minutes.
They looked great. They were really funny. And yours with the tearaways and the tearaways and the reveals on the reveals, just like having the physical humor of it all. You use the space. You use the products. It was a toot.
Well, thank you.
And my sister won.
Well,
she won the
thank
mini.
You. Thank you.
Mini Winnie.
And Roxy's honestly, I think, the hardest character to get in this thing because she's sort of just like polished and poised and beautiful. So the challenge was finding something about her and taking it to the extreme, and one of the jokes that didn't make it in that I said was, oh, Roxy, what kind of lash is that you're wearing? 301. Oh, 301s. I love those. No, I'm wearing 301 pairs of lashes.
That's funny. Because she likes a stack. She likes
She's a stacker.
Damn. Oh, my God. Yeah, detoxes and jinxes were funny, too. But your reward for this noble mission was you get to choreograph the main challenge, which Rue was about to tell you all about, this sugar ball with three looks.
Again, the winning the mini challenge is nothing but a detriment. I am in charge of the choreography, and I get 15 extra seconds at the candy buffet. Come on. So the maxi challenge is the sugar ball with three looks. Super duper sweet 16, teenage party girl,
mm-hmm.
Sugar mama, executive realness,
chica-chica.
And candy couture, edible eleganza, high calorie fashion using these sticky and sweet confections provided by, oh, are these from Candy Warehouse?
Candy Warehouse. Oh, right down at the Candy Warehouse.
Love Candy Warehouse.
Yeah, Candelisa Warehouse. Hey girls, Alaska, you got your 15 seconds. What did you go for immediately? I saw, were there styrofoam balls? Was it all candy? Because immediately I saw some girl with styrofoam balls and I was like, who gave her those?
There was all sorts of shit. I mean, mostly it was candy, and I think I was going instantly for cotton candy Katy Perry kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just grabbing everything like pink. I just wanted everything to be pink.
Was Mandy Moore there begging?
She was craving for it. And yeah. she was missing this challenge. Like Andy.
Roxy is feeling very confident because it's a design challenge. And she immediately starts like building Noah's Ark out of things. All automatically she has like Sydney's Opera House on one shoulder. For this walkthrough already, I was like, "You were quick, bitch." Rue's back for the work walkthrough, and you're basically done on the top half.
She was going very baroque, and RuPaul was like, "Well, we'll
Rue
get
broke
to
it down for her."
Well, we'll get to the walkthrough. I'm first up with the walkthrough, and RuPaul and I are, you know, I'm obviously not getting grilled here. We're just fucking joking.
Kiki-ing, quoting Madame Laqueur in season 4.
Uh-huh.
She picks it up. She does it too.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're just brown nosing the hell out of it.
Well,
it really
know,
sucks.
We
you put in a lot
fun.
Of work this season and you had no chance of winning.
We were just having fun.
Just girls.
And I told RuPaul to eat my shorts because she was eating the panties and she was like, can I eat these?
Were they edible?
You can eat my shorts anytime. they were not edible. They were just bloomers. Jinx is doing Christmas in July candy cane reindeer monster.
It's abominable for sure.
That was the title.
Like everybody at the end of this episode is like, where's the candy? Where is it?
Where are the candies?
The sweets.
Where are the sweets? Where are the sweets?
Also, when you have to explain a look, well, I'll do sweet 16, but in the 1970s. So that means if we add it up, you're going to be dressed like you're 67, which she kind of is.
Jinx the character is, she's of a person of age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Detox loves acid green. So that's the direction she's going in. But RuPaul
reads my sister.
Are you passionate about becoming America's Next Drag Superstar? To which they do not show her answering the question.
No.
They just cut to Detox looking concerned. Oh my gosh. Oh, she's not passionate about it. Oh my God.
Yeah. I think it was like harsh when Ru said there's an expectation that hasn't been met. Did Detox win challenges?
Yeah.
I feel like she did. Yeah. So what is RuPaul talking about? There's an expectation that hasn't been met. Like, I know that Matthew said for sure about she came off stage performing at something. And he said, where was that on the show? And she said, you should have given me a bump. And maybe Ru and Matthew were kikiing, and that's why that phrase was in their head. Who knows? But like, I thought that was way harsh. She's here in the top four, and she's like, there's an expectation that hasn't been met. I mean,
that's maybe a harsh walkthrough.
Yeah. But I feel like Ru had also been watching D for a while, and, you know, DWV was like at its like height at that point. You know, we were killing it. So maybe that's what she meant. But I was like, oh, wow, that's way harsh, Ru.
Yeah. Roxy has a walkthrough as well. And like you said, it's Sydney Opera House.
But gorgeous, like scalloped candy necklaces on the exposed corset. And a totally different thing than what she ended up in. And I'm glad she wore what she wore. But Ru was like, I don't know. Ru asks, like, well, where's the figure? Where's the body? And Roxy's like, well, if you turn sideways right there, I give some. And, you know, I think the help really helped. The walkthrough actually helped Roxy for sure with this challenge.
Yeah. RuPaul was doing the beginning of Body Beautiful. She was saying, where is the body?
Mm-hmm.
She really couldn't
find
it.
And where is the body?
The body is beautiful. The whole mansion.
I could do that all day. I love that song. I am body beautiful.
We're gonna take a break. Why don't we break a piece of this Kit Kat bar? We'll be right back.
Shit chat bar.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
All right, sugar baby, we are back.
Sugar babies are here.
Before there was OnlyFans, there was sugarmodels.com.
Looking for something sweet? Are you looking to get a hole in your mouth?
Cavity, honey.
Cavity. So, Rue,
I guess I'll hide it in my cavity.
Sherry Vine?
That's a Sherry Viner. That's a Sherry Viner.
Did you see her on Station 19?
No, I haven't watched it. I just saw the clip of her wearing the mask of her own mouth.
Yeah, she looked great. She had on big, like, reddish auburn hair. Yeah, gorge. Anyway, back to RuPaul's Drag Race, Sugar Ball Baby something. How soon did they tell you had to do the dance and then you went and did rehearsal basically and like learned it real quick, or did they give you time to learn it beforehand? What was that like? Did she tell you right after the walkthrough?
I think it was like we were deep into working on our stuff and then they were like, oh, by the way, here's some cutesy little outfits and go put some sugar on your face and do a dance.
Do something with this blue hair. I saw you walking with like a blue wig and I was like, where's she going with that? Where's Miss Thing pumping with that cobalt?
They gave us the wigs and the costumes for the sugar baby dance. Mm-hmm. And again, don't win a mini challenge because it's just a curse.
Obviously.
I am put in charge of the choreography because I won the mini challenge. So there's that. Roxy scraps her whole outfit and she goes in a completely different direction based on the walkthrough, which is a smart tactic.
Yeah. And Jinx starts hammering at candy canes and then gluing them on a hoop skirt, which she then covers in crinoline. And Jinx is getting the confusal edit of just pounding and Detox's eyes cut in. Like, how loud was the hammer?
I don't even remember that. I mean, I guess it was annoying the girl, but really, it was the situation was like Detox and Roxy were just like, look at her, being so extra with the hammer. Oh my god! Like
the thing,
anything Jinx was doing was annoying to them.
I love it
at this point. I think they got more water upstairs than they got sugar on the candy cane. Do you know that one?
Sure. That's nice. Pleased to meet you.
But you don't remember my name. So
that
right
should have been your song that y'all had to dance to, like some hook and ball.
I would love if one of our race chasers out there would
re-edit the sugar ball, sugar babies dance into Nasty Girl.
Nasty Girl by Vanity Six.
Yes, bitch. Down.
Now, I remember some behind the scenes tea, right before we went out for the rehearsal for the Sugar Babies dance, mm-hmm. I said to Detox, I was like, why don't we amp up the like drama? Why don't we like fight with each other? And
really?
I thought she was going to be soft about it, but she went in hard. She was like, fine, yeah, let's do it. And she really did. She was like, so what are you doing? Like, what? Like, so are we going up or are we going down or we're doing nothing here? What's going
on? There were definitely pointed tones. I did notice that. I was like, oh, they're trying to ask her all the questions. They're like double dance captain down.
I was like, oh, now you really want to fight. But no, I thought it's always good. it's always good for that part of the show for things to like look really messy and falling apart. That's the most stressful time, and it makes the show better.
Roxy was made sure to tell Jinx that she would hit her in the face if Jinx's lollipop hit her. She said, "I'll hit you right back in the face."
Jinx, you're wrong.
Jinx, you're wrong.
Jinx, you're wrong.
Well, I don't want to hit you as you walk by because you're passing so close.
Okay. Well, if you hit me, I'm going to hit you right back in the face with this thing.
I love this season. It's so good.
It's heating up. Damn.
And did you ask Roxy why she wasn't doing her lip syncing words to
channeling full Chanel at this point because, you know, like, Chanel went, I can't remember if it was All Stars or if it was season one, but she like went and sat out in the audience like a coach and like watched everyone do the dance because she was in charge of the choreography. She was like, "You're not lip syncing. We need you to lip sync full out." I was channeling that. I was like, "So Roxy, is there a reason you're not lip syncing?" Or I don't know yet. I'm learning it. So we really turned up the heat.
How long did they give you for rehearsal?
Oh, I don't know. Not long. 30 minutes? I don't know. But
well, I mean,
was
with
like,
choreo that intricate, you don't really need that much time.
I was like, I've seen this on the show before. You do the walk out with the thing, get in the line, up, down, then do a circle, then do a pose.
And you're done. Or repeat all of that and then pose. Because... Girl, it's either 24 bars or 48, and you're good.
Quick little boot scootin' boogie.
Little boot scoot boogie. There is so much work left to do on these outfits in the workroom, and Jinx is falling asleep, and Roxy and Detox are behind them going, "Oh, look, it's all sleepy. Oh, sleepy sis."
I know. She's having a narcoleptic fit, and she explains that it kind of is brought on by anxiety and by stress. And I think that's what was happening. She was like, "I'm looking at my outfit and I can't even see it because I'm so tired and exhausted."
I think that's a tender mercy, actually, because that outfit was terrible.
Hated it. Tender mercy. Yeah, Roxy is taking great delight at Jinx's dismay.
Do you think anyone takes delight when your outfit starts to crumble? Because you're trying it on and chunks are falling off. Like it's like Fifi's outfit with the big crystals falling off at the finale. Things just clumping and chunking onto the ground.
Well, people were so shook when I, you know, had a tantrum on All Stars 2. It was like, you guys, there's a perfectly good tantrum on season 5.
Fucking cock sucking shit fuck.
Overlook. This is what happens. I get really frustrated, and it was really hard because the whole thing was held together with spray adhesive. It was cotton and spray adhesive. And then I'm putting heavy candy things on top of it. It was literally by the grace of God that things weren't falling off on the runway. That was the Lord shining on me and letting me have that moment. Mm-hmm. Because that outfit, I glued it on my body and I said, "Okay, this is it. Let's go."
Yeah, I'm sure you would have done a better job with the shoes too once they start falling apart. But if you would have bent over, that would have fallen apart. So, like, right. I understand 100%. You looked great.
Fucking the next cock sucking shit fuck it were my exact words.
I feel like you also say that in the upcoming AAA Girls documentary because I just watched the final cut of it. And like,
is it because someone drank my Coca-Cola?
Nope. No, I think it's when I intro'd you early, maybe. Oh. Yeah.
It's yeah. My go-to. I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania. I learned how to swear from my mom. So that's what we do.
Hi, Pam.
Hi, Pam. Hi, Mama.
So Roxy makes it a point to say that she wants you and Jinx to both lip sync because you haven't yet.
She's like, how are they gonna choose who wins if they haven't even seen you perform? Darling, we've been performing the whole season, Tootsarella.
Honestly, and also I feel like the thing that you want to do, the Tyra Sanchez winning without having to lip sync.
Yeah.
You know, Chad did it too, I think. Did Chad do it? No, Chad lip synced against Latrice, I think, for something. A lot, you know, people have done it, and you did it.
Right. And I think it's perfectly valid. You know, some people are really great at lip syncing, and we love seeing them do it. And luckily, I got a chance to do it when I got to go back.
Isn't this RuPaul look one of your favorite looks ever or something?
It's one of my favorites, and it's one of RuPaul's favorites.
Yeah, it's so good. I've seen many girls try to recreate this dress badly.
Well, I had a replica made in yellow, and I wore it to DragCon.
I've seen so many girls replicate this dress badly.
Fuck you, guys.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But thank you for playing right into my trap. On the runway this week, we have...
This dress, RuPaul loved this dress. She got out from behind the desk and came up on the stage with us just to show us this garment. She was feeling her pussy, bitch.
Did she have shoes on?
That never happens. Yes.
Wait, what shoe?
She said, I need to get up and I need to show you this outfit because I love this so much.
When?
This was
the tea, bitch.
This was the vibe of season 5. Like, RuPaul was really having a great time and we were all just, like, joking and, like, having a great time together. RuPaul was like, oh, I need to show you, bitch, this. And she got out from behind the desk and came up on the main stage and just, like, did a prance for us in this garment because she loved it so much.
I think it was, her just respecting the drag excellence that was there at that time, and her seeing like, oh, let me talk to these girls are worth it. She never done that to nobody else, not season 4. She did not even look at us. That's tea. I love that.
We love
The dress is so great. It's in the Wow book as like a big centerfold moment with her in the parking lot outside the studio, and then everybody behind her. It's such a great dress. Shout out to Zaldi. I think this dress is the salute of the week.
It is.
And we also have Michelle Visage looking like a Hot Topic Bratz doll, which is a compliment.
Definitely a compliment.
Santino Rice is present. Marg Helgenberger looks like a strawberry sweetheart.
She's getting to the bottom of this case.
That dress is Dolce & Gabbana. And she's in an animal print, too. And Bob Mackie, legend. Legend.
Bob Mackie, what a legend. Oh my God. So why don't we dive into the performance and the runway right after this quick break?
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So this Sugar Baby's performance, what do you think, Willem?
Scattered, smothered, bothered, delightful.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I thought it was clean.
Jinx gives it a character. I hate that hair on you. Hate it. Don't know why.
That hair on me?
Yeah.
I thought I looked beautiful.
Well,
I am beautiful. I have a right to show my true colors because I am beautiful. What's your problem with my blue hair?
The cobalt doesn't go with the they provided the wrong color of blue. It's like, look at how Roxy looks and look at how Jinx, it matches, and D's, yours doesn't match. Like, it sticks out.
Well, we'll see who wins the challenge. Anyway.
We will, won't we, Minnie?
I think we all look so cute. I thought the performance went really great. Nobody, you know, fell apart. Nothing horrible happened. And can you ask for?
It was a frothy confection. It was a delight.
We got a goddamn delight. Judges.
Got a chuckle.
No Jejubi taking one step in the wrong direction and the entire and production halting. Right.
And then the shade rattle.
Yeah. They zoom in slowly on the 1 foot step out of place. Yeah.
So we're going to review this runway, and we got a ball. So you know how we run. We're going to run down these looks. The super duper sweet 16 is up first, and the girls come pumping. And you look like an LA girl to suit, honey. The little LBD on the phone. This is very Alaska. Anytime. Classic. Classic Alaska. That didn't work.
Klaska. Yeah, I'm not mad at this, and I'm wearing a wrapping bow in my hair, which was something I wore on my very first Drag Race in person interview for season one. I wore a pink wrapping bow in my hair, so I don't know if I was intentionally referencing that, but it is a secret reference.
Oh, I see, producer lady. Yeah. Jinx looks like a thrift store on legs in a teal lace dress, some feathers in her hair, some candy headband, something, tights and socks and shoes, and it's a lot. And yeah.
Yeah, why is it like this witch hair?
Girl, it's probably the only hair she had left that wasn't tangled. You know that's the first time she wore it, because she couldn't have worn that ever and kept it that tangle free so far. Because you know it was also like not good hair.
Yeah. Roxy comes out in a blue sequins, paillettes sequins. Who does she look like? She looks gorgeous. She looks like Ariana Grande or something. Or
you know the little daughter from Desperate Housewives, Ava Longoria's daughter. She looks like her if she grew up.
So pretty.
Yeah.
And she's incorporating the marshmallows into the look. Roxy's
tan and
always
beautiful.
Gonna look gorgeous. She would never not.
Yeah.
And Detox is she's a pink lady.
Detox looks great. She's like, we're doing 80s theme for my Sweet 16, and everybody fucking better dress up. You guys should just borrow my stuff. That's the voice in Detox's head right now. Did anyone tell Brad to come?
It's completely that. And she looks fantastic.
Fantastique. Sugar Mama. This is executive realness. First up to the ball, Alaska, the architect. Mm-hmm. The builder bitch.
The architect of her own demise. I'm just kidding.
For sure. This is great, though. Rue gives you props for bringing shape to it. And she said, you know, when a man walks out and man sings, she's like, no, but Alaska gave it shape. She did that, blah, blah, blah. Mother gives you props this episode, honey.
Do you know what I was basing this look on when I was getting ready to go for Drag Race? There was this show called Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment, you know, Apartment 16 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm talking about?
23.
Yeah. With Dreama whoever.
Yes. She had this amazing outfit on, and it was like a black tailored suit but with red shoes. And I was like, I want to do that for my executive realness. So if you look closely, I'm wearing red shoes. But it's really all about the Barbara Corcoran hair and the hard hat and the, you know, these simple props. I wanted to sell it with those simple things. Jinx is Miss Frizzle from the Magic School Bus. I mean,
very
is
that.
She not?
Very that boots. Yes, she is. I don't know how she manages to look double her age.
She's the youngest. Well, there, I think.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. But, you know, she didn't fall. So I said something good about the runway.
Kids, this is a sphincter. That's a booty hole.
Roxy looks amazing. She's got a little bus driver on.
Oh, my
and
God.
This cape with a brocade and just everything. Velvet. Finding gummy bears in her titties.
Everyone wants to be us. She looks fantastic. It is very Devil Wears Prada. It's, I mean, oh my God, gorgeously executed. Really fantastic. And we have Detox. I won't be ignored, Dan.
Honestly, this frizzle frat, this wig. I remember when one side got too much makeup in it, she parted on the other side. This wig had seen the world probably two times around before it got a scene two.
This is such a classic Detox look. Like,
it's everything.
If I were to draw a cartoon of Detox, it would probably be in a Mugler power suit with a huge clutch, a spiky pump, and fucking hair like that.
I need someone to find a way to like make a mold that is like Detox shaped, so they could fill it with cocaine and then tip it over so Detox can snort a cocaine like version of herself.
Like, fuck.
I mean, we'd have to do it in time lapse. because it would take a full, like, probably 20 seconds, but. Yeah, exactly. Oh,
like boop, one of those birds boop, that boop. Dips down into the water on the
yeah.
desk.
Yeah, know? But the bird would just stay on the desk.
Dip it into some powder. Yeah.
Come up. Hi, kids! The candy couture looks must be made entirely of candy. Alaska, please bring it to the runway. Runway.
Well, I was heavily referencing Raja's hairball look. I mean, almost to the letter. It is a complete reference. And I was doing that, you know, very knowingly. So I steal from the best. I steal often and I steal from the best.
Can I make an observation? Your hands are here the whole time. Were you holding that outfit together?
It's very possible.
Were you holding pieces on?
It's very possible, and I was walking very carefully because it was very precarious.
Yeah.
But overall, I love this. I think it looks really cool.
Gorge, the silhouette. And it looks like you were like a pink cotton candy puff, like pooped out of space.
Yeah.
It's the Glamtron alien hair, that dusty pink, like...
The candy yeah. earrings and the shoes had sort of like a wisp of cotton that came up off of them. I was very proud of this.
Oh, the part that came up off of them, I thought mm-hmm. that was supposed to be tacked down and came off and was almost falling off. Now I see what you're doing. From the side profile, it looks good.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, like yeah. a little Icarus sandal, but
yeah,
candy.
Yeah, very that.
Gorge, very Zenoti. I see it.
Yeah, very Zenoti. Then there's Jinx. Where
oh, peppermint
are the
poop.
Sweets?
Yeah.
Where are the sweets?
Where are the sweets? They're not present. And this is a sweet, sweet disaster. And the necklace just makes it... the necklace is the final, like, what the fuck? Because the necklace goes the least with everything. And it's ugly.
There's a lot going on and no candy.
None of it I good.
Mean, you have to really squint to see the crushed up candy cane on the white part of the corset.
And while you're squinting, just shut your eyes completely because that's the only way to look at this outfit. It's fucking terrible, Jinx, and she knows it.
Oh, wow.
I like the antler. She gave it some height. She did that.
Yeah.
Dipper, your battery's low. Check your battery.
Check your battery before you come for me. yeah, Roxy. Overall, it was not successful, unfortunately, on the part of Jinx.
No, it was peppermint bark. Roxy, in this licorice cocktail
yeah.
ensemble.
Wow.
Ugh. Do you remember the yeah. season 5 party at the Abbey for the premiere where she wore that fringe and she just kept spinning and it was like all fringe and it filled up like all of the Abbey ceiling, like gorgeous white fringe?
She is drag with a capital D-R-A-G.
Oh, and the yellow pop of glitter in her eye, and she's serving it, honestly.
It really is an engineering marvel, this dress, and I think it hasn't, I mean, it's been appreciated, but not fully, because the way it spun, I mean, it was also stretching out as the day went on, because it was heavy.
Oh, the weight of it, yeah.
And it's actual licorice candy. So it was like getting longer as the day mm-hmm. went on. It was beautifully crafted and one of the fiercest and coolest things ever made on Drag Race.
Yeah. And if you notice, girls, for the future that are trying out and taking notes, this challenge was won by people who covered their exposed corsets. And bottom mm-hmm. two were people that didn't cover their exposed corsets enough.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. just go there. Go there, kids.
Yeah.
And
good
the
judge, Will
the judge.
Wisdom.
Well, I'm just trying to draw parallels where
sharing
I can.
The knowledge. Detox is up last, and it's a neon green with black licorice accents.
What do you
a
think
great
of
look,
this?
A great look.
Did it say candy?
There's four pieces of candy on it. I mean, it's. It's a fierce look, but I'm like, what kind of candy?
Black licorice, right? I figure anywhere
yes.
there's black, there might be black licorice, but I feel like that swoop in the front could have been covered in licorice, like a licorice waterfall, you know,
yeah.
or something. But like the dress doesn't seem that easy to move in the way she just gave it like trains that are like long. And then.
Right. She was struggling
yeah.
to walk in it.
But you know what? I also, at this point, I think this might be a good time to talk about real quick the fact that she knew the day before that they changed a song. And everybody knew that. And that had to be weighing on her head. When I was watching Untucked, that's what I was thinking the whole time. In the back of my head, I was thinking Detox and Roxy must be doubling down on the Jinx hate because they obviously see the pageant being pulled away from one of them. They were pulling the page towards Jinx, clearly, which, you know, it's their right to do. But, like, I understand Detox feeling, like, agitated and Roxy at that point, you know, because, like, they aren't showing that they're annoyed at that. They're just showing their annoyance at Jinx. But, like, that particular thing was, like, a very clear act of Jinx is going to the front. You aren't, I think. And with that, we take a break.
Why don't we take a break? And then, yeah, we'll continue talking about that because
it's worth being talked about because I don't want people to think that Roxy and Detox are just like lashing out of nowhere. They weren't. They were reacting to something that they saw being done by production 100%.
Yeah.
That's so upsetting.
We'll be right back.
Look under that Snapple cap, girl.
We'll be right back.
Came from Seattle with a dress and a dream.
The sleeper fan favorite and champion of season 5, Jinx Monsoon.
Here to take us on a journey with her opinions, memories, and thoughts on season 5.
Let's find out what Jinx thinks.
In the Sugar Bowl, you and Detox had to lip sync against one another to a song you did so well. Was the lip sync song switch last minute from an En Vogue song? At that moment, did you know there might be someone rooting for you behind the scenes?
We're getting out into all this.
And did
today?
You and did you see Detox take off her mic and read production and say, "I see you all"? Did you see that?
Oh my God. All
well, it sounds like you good. Already have the answer to all of those
questions.
Oh,
I didn't write this.
I
don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
No, I did not see Detox take her mic off, or if I did, maybe I don't remember, or maybe I blocked it out. But
not
so,
like your brows.
Yeah, no. At that point, they were just one little lone little hair on each side
kitty.
Of my face. So I think by now everyone has heard rumors of the conspiracy theory, and at least the one thing I can say is I had no control over this. Did it happen? Yes. They switched the song last minute from an En Vogue song to Malambo Number 1 by Ima Sumac because, you know, that's so...
Basically the same song. I mean,
every
I don't
season,
even see that. I don't think
every
it's
season
mind,
they have Ima an Sumac, Ima Sumac
yeah.
song.
Yeah, I mean,
like that's
every
just
girl
a given.
Does that? Everyone knows that one.
Yeah, standard. Oh, brunch. Who's doing Ima?
So
two different girls are doing Ima. We need to make a decision. Fine, just put them at different ends of the lineup.
Yeah,
it's
you
fine.
Do it first. You go next, and you yeah, can't share the same wig again. Turn it around.
You can do Malambo Number 1, but you have to do Malambo Number 2, and everyone knows that's harder. No, I, yeah.
Wait, there's
I was,
multiple Malambos?
No. I was very, I think we had a day where we were all talking about, like, if you get put up against me, you better hope it's not this song, because I'm going to send you home on this song. And we were all kind of comparing
right.
notes of whose song was their song.
Skyscraper, Demi Lovato.
I was very, Ivy had already taken Defying Gravity, I think, or someone had, and so I said, you know, Malambo Number 1, because it was one of my favorite songs on our little lip sync iPod.
Yeah.
So it was, like, expressed early on that if I ever had to lip sync, you better hope it's not Malambo Number 1, because I'll take you down with that song. So I had nothing to do with the song change. And if there was someone in production who was like, you know, looking out for me, like, I can't complain about that. I mean, thanks for looking out
for
me.
Who
was your story producer?
Shaga. Oh, he's great.
But what I will say, and this I firmly believe, and if it will put the conspiracy theory to rest as like, I only won because they set it up for me, or, you know, I wouldn't have made it into the top three if they hadn't pulled that stunt or whatever. You can say whatever you want. I know in my heart, I believe if I had to lip sync against Detox to the En Vogue song, Free Your Mind, I still would have won. Like, I was not going to lose.
We have to make that happen.
That needs to be a Race Chaser live event.
Exclusive.
Somewhere.
I was not going to lose at that point. And also,
you
it
weren't,
was just
you
like...
Weren't. They decided. They knew that you were not going to lose at that point for sure.
But I had also decided. I'm telling you, it could have been Ace of Spades. It could have been Ironic by Alanis Morissette. It could have been like Ba with the Ba. I was going to send Detox home no matter what song it is. Someone may have stacked it in my favor. I think at this point that's obvious. They gave us the song that was my specialty, and yet they could have given me any fucking song and I would have won because I was determined.
Do you remember when you could send in a thing or call a number and get a free Snapple? Do you remember that?
No.
It was a campaign they did like when I was a kid, and I was like, this is never going to work, whatever. And I did. I called the number and they sent me a free Snapple.
Oh.
Yeah. Snapple lady.
What privilege.
Damn.
Well, we are back, and you touched on this a little bit, and this is just for the, you know, for the listeners who don't know what we're talking about, this is something that has been talked about in interviews by Detox and Jinx alike and everyone, but it was right after the initial walkthrough with RuPaul. Okay. First of all, when you're on Drag Race, they tell you on day one what your lip sync song is going to be the next day, right? That's how it works?
They tell you
at the end of the last episode.
They tell you the morning of when you're getting mic'd for that episode, basically. This is a song for the week. And a lot of times ours were pretty much in order until they changed mine the night before. You know, they literally changed mine the night before when they knew I was going to be in the bottom. They're like, let's give a country song to the white girl because it's the only way she'll beat Jiggly, who like serves, you know?
Right.
So like they do this. It's been done season four, and now this is season five's version of it. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. And so at the beginning of this episode, they told us that the lip sync song was going to be Free Your Mind by En Vogue. So we could all have ample time to like get that in our minds in case we were going to lip sync. After the walkthrough with RuPaul, and they saw that Jinx was struggling and Detox was kind of struggling with her look, then the head bosses come in and they say, we have to change the lip sync song. We're changing it to Malambo number 5 by Ima Sumac. Malambo number 1. not Malambo number 5. And so at that point, Detox was like, oh, no, baby. You need to get it together before we want to read.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? She was yelling in her mic at production?
No, she took her mic. She was talking directly into her mic after she was in the bottom two. Mm. Once Roxy was called safe, she took off her mic and was like, I see everybody, blah, 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 blah. I had so much, like, she gave them a little send-off directly into the booth. Because she saw it and she called it. And honestly, like, it's a show and everything. But, like, if they want to pretend to be fair, they have to be fair, which they're not. They let girls go and do the VMAs and then they expect the other girls not to complain and, like, pull in shit like this. It's not a fair competition. It's a fun competition, though. I love it. And I'm glad we get to talk about it and, like, expose this kind of stuff because this is tea. Like, we love hearing about what makes our favorite show, you know?
And, of course, it's a difficult situation to be in because Detox, I think, saw it as, oh, so you're going to give the literal campiest song on our list of songs, which to the campiest queen, which is Jinx, who's obviously like doing really badly in the challenge. So
on top
the writing
of that,
is on the wall.
On top of that, Matthew had asked Detox to help Jinx with her face, literally. So the girl that producers and makeup artists and everybody else see has a problem, they ask another girl to help, and then they say, oh yeah, but she's gonna go to the top three, but thank you for your time here, Detox. That's basically what it was, and it felt like a slap in the face to her. But she was funny and she used every moment that she had on TV for sure. Even her send-off is great. So
she did. And she felt really, and it's hard to be in that situation because she knew what was going on.
Clearly.
But you can't say anything about it in the world of the show. You can't say, oh, they switched the lip sync song because that's addressing production and those things don't make it into the show. Yeah. Anything that's talking about the hotel or the cameras or the production or the background things going on. So it's a very difficult scenario to be in. And Detox felt fucking backed into a corner. She saw what was going on. And she still went on and did her thing and did a great job. So yeah. That speaks to her character.
You did a great job on this runway, and the judges are letting you have it. They're telling you all your good things. They're saying great fashion choices. You were committed to the characters. Rue gives you your props, and then Bob Mackie says from the crotch down, she's a star. So I didn't know Bob went to the North Hollywood Spa. He saw you there, girl.
Bob, I love Bob Mackie so much, and it meant so much to have him, you know, love the look that I made. That is a huge
and
honor.
He fought for you too, because it seemed like some people might have been thinking Roxy was going to win, but he's like, that red candy. He was dead. Yeah, she was living. Jinx, they all agree, was great in her Sugar Babies performance with the zany eye thing. But Marge said her Sweet 16 was terrible. Jinx was not a favorite of Santino's either. And Michelle said she failed at each look, which is kind of terrible.
Right. I mean, it wasn't Jinx's strongest hour, that's for sure.
No.
Roxy, they loved all of her looks. They said her Sweet 16 was a little too slutty, but the rest of the looks were really strong, and they included candy elements all throughout.
You can't hide the body. The body was present.
The body was present.
The body was here, yeah. Detox is told that Santino questions his taste level, which is hilarious.
That's unfair because her look was amazing.
Yeah.
It just didn't have enough candy on it.
Yeah, he's a dickhead. Wow. And saying things like, she knows how to shop, but can she make something? Her style, like coming for her style when he looks like a haberdashery, like aficionado.
I have a subscription to that magazine, Haberdasher Aficionado. RuPaul
aficionado. Damn, that didn't work either.
Aficionado. I have had it, aficionado. RuPaul asks each of the divas the dreaded question, who should go home?
Who did she ask first?
I think they went down the line. I mean, they didn't show it in order, but I said Jinx, and we all said Jinx, except Jinx, who said Detox.
This is a momentous moment in seasonal history. We would like to invite our friend and sister, Alexis, Alaska, I don't know her middle name, Thunderfuck 5000 to join Louise Thunderfuck 5000 to join the Mini and the Main Club, Minerva and Main.
So proud of you.
So snaps for the queen, snaps for the queen. What does it feel like to be in this club?
It feels good. And the craft services is really nice. So.
We have gluten-free bread over there, too, in the freezer for you. We knew you were coming.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that so much. My prize, of course, was a private portrait session with celebrity photographer Austin Young, which I had already had before this. And
pre-prize. I love a pre-prize.
And which I could have had at any time because Austin Young was a friend of mine.
Did you reprise the prize?
Oh, yes, I did. And I've had multiple photo sessions with Austin since this prize. But what a nice prize to get. And it gives props to Austin Young, who has shot some of the most iconic images.
Didn't he take the one with you on the green shirt and the like, it's like a cigarette ad?
No, that I took myself and photoshopped it until it looked half human. But Austin has done some of the best, for some of my favorite photos of myself and of like, so many people in our community. So deep friend of the pod, Austin Young. We love you, Diva.
Did you think that you were going to win, or did you think Roxy was going to win?
I thought I was going to win. I thought I did the best.
Clearly. So Roxy was declared safe, and Jinx and Detox are about to lip sync.
Yeah. Mambo number one by Ema Sumac. Bum, 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 bum.
I think they both do a great job. Yeah, I like the chimpanzee part.
Thank you.
They're both really funny on that. I think that Jinx hits like every single syncopated part and has something for every beat. And it's like, is she really just does not, she, you don't want to take your eyes off of her. And Detox is good too, but like, it's clearly Jinx's song. And that makes sense because Jinx had performed the song prior to coming to Drag Race. So, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she had said that. Because when she got the list, she was like, fuck. Oh, I've done this before. And to the point where she was, yeah, all the tea, all the lip
charm. Do you want to know my additional shade in the goings on of this song?
Yes, please.
I went on the road and performed this song. There's video of me performing it in Chicago, like before this episode aired. I also performed it at the premiere party of season 5 because I was pissed because it was at the Abbey and they were like, you can't sing live because the sound system isn't good enough. And I was like, well, I don't have anything to fucking lip sync. Okay, I'll lip sync this song. So I was out doing this song before it aired as, you know, an iconic.
Did production call you?
No. I was allowed to do whatever I want with impunity.
I love that. Abby, the supposed best gay bar in America. You can't sing here.
Sing it, don't live here anymore.
So Detox is genuflected to by Jinx as soon as Jinx is declared the winner.
That was a sweet moment.
Yeah, and then
they both bowed to each other. That was very nice.
Yeah.
RuPaul was like, I'm corseted. We need to move this along, ladies.
Did she?
No, I'm just kidding.
You can never tell.
But they cut to RuPaul watching this and she's like, how long is this going to go on?
I got a soft out, but we can make it hard. Untucked, what you said to Jinx was really nice about why everybody said her name, that she was a threat. It was like a moment that you could see Jinx finally let her guard down because she's with someone that she could trust, obviously.
Yeah.
And you guys have stayed friends since this, right?
Oh, yeah. We're really amazing friends. I love her so absolutely much. She's the best. And I felt like shit because I said on the runway, oh, Jinx has growing to do. But like, I was saying that because that was a reference to what Raja said about Manila. So I thought it was deemed as a valid answer. But once I got back into Untucked, I was like, that doesn't apply to you at all. Like she didn't have growing to do. She was fucking outdoing us all the whole show, really.
I mean, other than in looks, yeah.
Well.
The part that I like, though, in Untucked is where she kind of stands up for herself against Roxy with just math. She's like, well, I've never been in the bottom. I've never lip-synced. And I've been in the top three the last 8 challenges. So, and then Roxy's just like, well, that was luck. If these challenges were something other than, like, acting or singing or comedy. And, like, all of these things, it was really different watching the puppet thing and Roxy saying all the things that Jinx does, like doing cartwheels and singing live. Do you think that's what America's Next Drag Superstar is going to do? And like, it's kind of changed from the beginning of that to now. Like now we can do anything we want. We don't have to necessarily be lip syncers. We can sing live. We can make a dress on stage. We could tell a joke. We could do makeup. Like this was a season where it got a little bit away from drag and got into, like, you know, theater queens and comedy and different kinds of queens, not just like fierce. Because up until then, all the winners have one thing in common. They were all fucking fierce. And now it's like showing other sides of drag, I think. Oh, if Jinx wins. We don't know till next week.
We don't want to give away any spoilers here at Race Chaser. I would sooner eat my own hat than do something like that.
Eat those shorts.
eat my shorts. Untucked is also fun. We have a little puppet fest with RuPaul, which was very fun. RuPaul, Michelle, and Santino puppets. we had a few nice bits. Check those out if you want to.
It's a cute episode, Untucked. Yeah. Once you get past Detox and Roxy, just 5 minutes straight. I mean, I'm glad they look sickening. That's where I've noticed the Roxy's yellow glitter, because it was in Untucked and they were just back and forth at her. But I understand it. I understand why. They clearly saw the patch being pulled. And so yeah. I'm not coming for my sisters at all in that regard.
Yeah. Dipper says I give an Oscar-worthy performance with tears and all of saying something nice to all the divas, but I meant it.
That's you cry a lot when you talk about your sisters and things. So this is not these are not tears from China. she is not Tanya Taiwan right now at
They're
all.
They're manufactured in Taiwan. Yes.
Yeah.
Tears provided by Radies. No, but that really was, I mean, we were all just really emotional at that point, and I meant every word I said. I love all these divas so very much.
I'm almost about to get emotional over this next announcement.
Tell me.
It's huge. We're going to do another fucking live stream.
Yay! Yes, bitch, work.
Monday, December 21st at 6 p.m., 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're playing charades with our sisters for your enjoyment. We're going to have some jokes, have some games.
Love it. It'll be a charade, a charade. It'll be a parade of charades. Well, lots of hand-waving, mouthing of words, and good old American cheating. I look forward to that.
I'm not cheating. I'm playing by all the rules. I don't want salty Sallys coming at me, but okay. We definitely have some great guests lined up so far. We're announcing Heidi in Closet.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Jackie Beat, that famous drag queen from Supermarket Sweep.
Iconic.
And the winner of season one. Of Canada's Drag Race, Priyanka!
Wow. Very exciting. And we're raising money to support fairfight.com and the Transgender Law Center.
You know I love TLC.
We do. Some amazing causes, and we want you to join us. So go get your tickets now at racechasertickets.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on Race Chaser Classique this week. I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And we'd love for you to write a review of our podcast, how much you enjoyed us in your ears. And don't forget to subscribe and take a moment to leave a good rating for us, too. Thank you.
That's right. And follow the Divas and the Dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod.
Bonus content is now available featuring the dolls at patreon.com/Willem. And it's pay to play. So you just choose a video you like, leave the coins on the dresser, and you can search Race Chaser content by using the hashtag Race Chaser. And literally, if you pay a dollar, you can watch every single video that's ever been on my Patreon and all the Race Chaser videos. It's not a dollar a video, but you can play a dollar a video if you want. That would be lovely for us because wigs ain't free and there are no gigs.
Right. And drop us a line. We want to hear from you. Email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Come. And wear a mask. Wash your hands. 6 feet apart. Socially distance yourself. And respect each other out in this world, please.
That's right. Bye.
Bye.
Race Chaser. Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.